Hi, it's an honor to be here with you sharing the information about Ventanilla de Salud. Thank you for being in this presentation. Okay. This is the border of San Diego and Tijuana, and more or less is 4 million of people that we have living in this border. Ventanilla de Salud. Ventanilla de Salud is a program that is located in the Mexican consulate in San Diego. And we collaborate this program with the Mexican consulate. We have the essential support from the California Endowment, U.S.-Mexican Border Health Commission, the Mexican Secretariat of Health, IME is for Instituto Mexicano del en el Exterior, the Parker Foundation, and CAIRCE Permanente. And also many collaborative partners that work with us in Ventanilla de Salud. PCI, Project Concern International, has implemented the project signed December 4. We are going to be almost 4 years now in December working with this program in the Mexican consulate. Our staff is one project coordinator and two health educators or health resource specialists. Our goal for Ventanilla de Salud has been development according to the needs of the Mexican population living here in San Diego, and is to decrease emergency care use in the Mexican population by facilitating access to health care and promoting disease prevention and including reproductive health. To increase utilization of public health insurance program, especially for the children, and to improve the health status and promote disease prevention with the Mexican population. And also to become a center of trusted health information, resource, and referral for the Mexican population living in the area of San Diego. We have developed four strategies or four approaches to get our goals. And the one is to inform clients of community programs. It's very important that people who live here in San Diego, sometimes they come from Mexico, they are living for many years, and they don't know about the community programs that we have. And there are so many programs and good programs that are developed for people who are low income, and sometimes they don't know it. And this is a good way how we present and inform about the programs that we have in the area of San Diego. Also, we improve access to, the second one is enroll to clients into the public health insurance, especially for the families who had children. Many of the children are born here in the United States and they don't have health insurance. And sometimes they don't know that they can apply for these services, and we are there just providing the information and guiding them how to get or how to ask for these services. The third one is to improve access to care, and this is providing the information about the community clinics. Here in San Diego, we have 21 community clinics that provide different kinds of service. They have tons of programs, and sometimes people, they don't know that, and they can go to the community clinic to do a mammogram or a pap or take the children for the immunizations, and we have the information how to get there and how to ask for help. That is one point of Ventanilla de Salud, not just to tell or provide the information, it's empower people to look for the service and ask for help, because sometimes they are afraid. And also we provide information about the mobile clinic. In San Diego, there are many community clinics that they have now mobile clinic that they go to for rural areas where they provide the services, and we have that information to share with them. Also increase the client's awareness about the medical service, like I say, the programs for mammogram, for pap, or the TB project that we have here, and provide health education and prevention for health problems relevant to our population. And especially in this part, in Ventanilla de Salud, we try to share, or we try to provide a preventive health education, because most of these people, they are afraid to go to the community clinic for different reasons that I'm going to mention. But if they cannot go to the clinic, well, they should know how to prevent diseases that, well, chronic diseases that most are relevant to our population, diabetes, obesity, problems with high cholesterol or high blood pressure. Our target population is U.S. citizen children of Mexican parents, Mexican living in San Diego County, and Mexican living in the U.S.-Mexican border communities. And also are the migrants workers. All this population will live here in San Diego, and sometimes when we are with them, when we ask, where do you go when do you get sick, or where you go to see the doctor, most of them, they don't go. They just go, sometimes send somebody to Tijuana to buy the medication to take them for themselves, and they, because they are afraid, you know? And here is a picture, like you see, it's, we have in Ventanilla de Salud, we just created a corner that we call El Rincón de la Salud, a corner of health. And we find that people are very attracted for the visual educational material. And we put different issues there, and they just go there and see and ask questions, and it's for us it's very important that they come to ask questions, because that is the one very important issue to teach our people, to ask for help, because it's something that they don't do for many reasons. Why Ventanilla de Salud is a model that is working very well in the Mexican consulate is because it's people trust us. When we provide the information, they trust that we are going to send to programs where they are not going to be in any kind of risk. Another is that all the service that we provide is in Spanish, especially the charlas or the presentations, and also the educational material is in Spanish, and very simple that they can understand, because a lot of people, they don't know how to read. And then it's how we find out when we give it the information, they say, no, I cannot take it because I cannot read. Then we try to help them and provide educational material that is easy to understand, just visual also now. And another good advantage to be in the Mexican consulate, when the people are in the waiting area, is the best time, because we just go there and start providing information and the education. Most of the people who come to the Mexican consulate, they are coming to do different kind of papers, like pasaportes or la matrícula consular, that is in the Mexican ID, because now if they work here in San Diego, in any kind of work, they always, somebody asks the ID. They want to know who is this person. And then they are coming to do that paperwork in the Mexican consulate. Also, they are coming for other different reasons, but they don't know that in the Mexican consulate, now they have a place where they can ask for medical information, like a community clinics or programs where they can go, or resources of in the community where they can ask for medical services. It's a captive audience. They had to wait between 40 to 1 hour. And every hour they are changing. People come, like 50 people come, they do all the paperwork, and they had to wait 1 hour. And it's in that hour when we approach them and we educate and we inform. When they leave, come the other group, and we start again. Then we always have to be finding the way how we interact with them, how we make the place to be interest for them, to come and see what we have there. Also, we have a population difficult to educate. We say that it's men, because sometimes they had to be working and they are doing other things, that they are not the person who bring the children to the community clinic or to share the help with the family. But they are coming to do all these papers. And then it's when we come on, we just there, and then we explain that they can participate to in these educational activities. How does Ventanilla de Salud work? Well, this is a picture where we are showing, we provide the information, we educate, and then here we have, we are taking the blood pressure. And after they were learning what is the high blood pressure, what is the consequence or the risk, they come to us and ask that they want to know what is their pressure. And here is how we provide the information. We inform what is Ventanilla de Salud and why we are in the Mexican consulate and what is our objective to be there. And then we provide the educational preventive education. Then we assist them to helping, like if they had children and they need health insurance and they qualify for these services, we help them to fill out the paperwork and work with them there. And the most important is we referral. We referral to all the programs that we have. And to refer all these people, we had to do a survey to see where they live, how many people live in their house, how many children, and if they have health insurance, just to know how we can help them and refer to the community program close to their area. Also very important is we do the follow-up. When we refer to these people, we 2 or 3 weeks later, we follow up, we make a phone calls and ask what happened. We refer to you to do a mammogram or take the children for immunizations or to do a pap or go to take the child for a medical exam. We call them and ask what happened with that, because for us it's important not just only referral. We want to know what happened with our family. And we take that phone calls also like empower them and say, well, if they didn't go with us, why? And then it's how we motivate them again to go to look for the medical service that they need. Our educational session is 70% of the people who visit the consulate participate in health educational disease prevention presentation, because they are waiting there and we are entertaining them with education. And this is most of the education topic that we provide. And one topic very important for Ventanilla de Salud is the public charge information, because and then it say what programs they can use and how they can apply for the programs with no problem when they apply for the citizen or the residence. And another thing is that Ventanilla de Salud collaborate with, right now we have like 25 to 30 community agencies that are coming to Ventanilla de Salud to help us with the educational activities, because it's a lot of people. Every day we see between 200 and 250 people from 7 in the morning to 1 p.m. That is a lot of traffic of people there. And well, we cannot do by our the Ventanilla de Salud staff. For then we collaborate with these community programs that they provide outreach service and education, preventive education for the people. This is most of the agencies that have been collaborating with Ventanilla de Salud. We are almost the 25 to 30 agencies, and they provide information about the community clinics, what they do. It's good that the community clinics come to Ventanilla de Salud, because most of the community clinics, they have many programs that sometimes people don't know where to go for one specific service, and they come to us and telling the people how to where to go in case that they need help. This is the overall result from December to September 2008, and you see the number of people who have been participating in our educational activities is very high. It's because we every day, Monday through Friday, we see daily at 250 people every day. And you see this is women and men is almost the same number, because always it's the families that come. They come, you know, they come, the husband, the wife, and the children. And it's a good population or platform where we can provide preventive education. We have performed like more than 4,000 health education presentation, and 15,000 of people we provide help them with a specific health issues that they come to us individually, and we take a one-on-one education there, because when they come to us, it's because they need the help. They need somebody to guide or somebody to provide the information that they need. And challenges in Ventanilla de Salud, well, we had many, because it's a program where it's a lot of traffic of people, and we have to be, when we provide the information, has to be dealt with many things. People are moving a lot. We had the TV. We have it's a lot of noisy sometimes, but we had to find how the people who is sitting keep our attention and listen to us or share with us the information or the question that they have about the education that we had. Competing with the day-to-day work of the consulates and fear of having problem with immigration officials, this is a big issue for them. We talk every day in every presentation the public charge information, because people need to know about what programs they can help. They can use it without no problem. And also we had a mobile population that make difficult the follow-up phone calls that we do, because sometimes people come to San Diego and they live here for months or sometimes years, but they want to go more to the north of the U.S. looking for job. And then when we call, or they move, or they are no longer living there. This is a challenge for need for constant encouragement of clients to visit a doctor for health exam to avoid preventive disease. You know that most of the Hispanic population, we don't go to see the doctor if we are not sick. We wait to see the doctor when we had a big serious problem. And we just always try to provide that information, how important it is go to the doctor before you are get sick and do the preventive tests. High demand for medical attention in areas where referral to program are only able to provide limited attention. We have a lot of people that need dental service and mental health services and vision service, and we have to tell them that they are not too many programs that provide that kind of service, but we give a list of all the resources where they can call and they can find out where they can get the help. Keeping the database current and constant need to see funding is another big challenge. And key to Ventanilla de Salud success, as well, I mentioned it already, It's very important to have the great support from the Mexican consulate, because if they don't open the doors to come, the community programs to come inside of the Mexican consulate to offer the programs, we cannot do too much, no? A trusting environment, cultural sensitive bilingual services, great support from local community agencies, work with a specialized staff who are knowledgeable about local health services, good understanding of the population going to the consulate and their health needs, emphasis and follow-up and evaluation is a very, very important issue for us, appropriate educational service and material adapted to clients. And this is a picture where is our Ventanilla de Salud, and we all day we are there and all morning, and we are in constant interaction with people. They always are coming to Ventanilla de Salud and asking for a specific information or educational material about some health topic that they want to know more. And I think the pictures say a lot there. And that's the questions. If you had any specific questions? Thank you.
I just have one question related to the last presentation. If a woman presents with an unwanted pregnancy, is she given information about abortion services in the area and that emergency Medi-Cal she might qualify for emergency Medi-Cal?
Well, when they come for, we have the Family Health Center of San Diego. We collaborate with them, the family planning program. And they have, they provide that kind of information. But when it's for abortion, they come to us. It's a very delicate topic, and we take privately. And then, yes, we provide the information to call. When we don't know what is the best place to go, we provide information about these community programs that they can guide better to them. Also, we give it the number 211. It's a service that we have an information line where they can call for medical service or a specific medical services. Okay. If they need a medical service, the community clinics here, they can provide the medical service. They don't have to ask what is their legal status, no? We give the information that they don't have to worry. They can go to the community clinic where they can get the service. And they are not going to ask what happened or where is their legal status. No, and then, and we also refer to many programs, community programs, where they don't require it to be legal residents, and they provide the service to the people. Thank you.
Michelle, you want to come on up? Just wanted to mention that the consulate is only a few blocks away. It's on India Street, just basically a long walk, but it would be, it's a pretty long walk. It's like a mile and a half away, but it's just up the street, sort of near downtown on India Street. It's pretty amazing.